10 minutes because I gotta do at least some news that's fresh, fresh off the presses. Oh, yeah. And hi, X1. Sorry, gym log, and had to go, but exercise and sort of stuff. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt the news that you may have been listening to, but I mean, that's how it goes. Alright, so the short version, we've got lots of stories, but we're only going to talk about
world news.
That's right, baby. World news time. Nicaragua. The U.S. Treasury Department has slapped sanctions on Nicaragua's Attorney General, the U.S.-born private secretary to President Daniel Ortega, and a savings and loan business. The U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control said the sanction decisions targets corrupt financial operations and Ortega regime supporters. The move blocks the U.S. assets of the officials and prohibits U.S. citizens from dealing with them. Those sanctioned Friday include Attorney General Ana Julia Guido de Romero. The office said she formed a group of prosecutors who worked with police to fabricate cases against political prisoners and their families. Whew, exciting. So, and there's a few other people going through, including the office slapped some sanctions on a sort of savings and loan association, the Cooperative de Ahorro y Crédito Caja Rural Nacional, RL, known by the acronym CARUNA. The office said Ortega used the savings and loan to siphon off government funds. Exciting. That's on the AP News. I got the AP News now. Coronavirus news. Spain's imposing a state of emergency in Madrid. Europe records 100,000 daily cases for the first time. Yeah, that's right. More than during the terrible times. So, pretty shocking. Basically, let's give you the rundown, the live world news stream. Oh man, I'm so excited to be reading news. So first, Europe surpassed 100,000 daily reported COVID-19 cases for the first time yesterday. Cases throughout the continent have been steadily rising over the past weeks, even as new infections in worst affected countries such as India and Brazil have shown signs of slowing down. Focus of the outbreak in the European region has moved to the UK, Russia, Spain, and France, which have reported at least over 10,000 cases each. Border closures. Coronavirus border closures and restrictions have stranded nearly 3 million migrants around the world who want to return home but cannot, the UN Migration Agency has said, adding some had been warehoused in unhygienic settings. The idea that people are being warehoused is a bit spooky. Hey, X1 and Harry, Larry, and Claudio. Oh yeah, the crew's all here because the Dubious Goals Committee is going to happen soon at 1930 UTC every single day, which is super rad. Of course, I'm only here Monday through Friday, so it's kind of why I felt like I had to get on and get this out because I'm going to be gone for a couple days. Whew, well, let's roll through. So this, I thought, was pretty nice here. Two remote Japan towns seek to host nuclear waste storage site. So this is really sweet in a sad way. Two remote towns in northern Japan, struggling with rapidly graying and shrinking populations, signed up Friday to possibly host a high-level radioactive waste storage site as a means of economic survival. Japanese utilities have about 16,000 tons of highly radioactive spent fuel rods stored in cooling ponds or other interim sites, and there's no final repository for them in Japan, a situation called a mansion without a toilet. Japan is in a dire situation following the virtual failure of an ambitious nuclear fuel recycling plan, in which plutonium extracted from spent fuel rods was to be used in still unbuilt fast breeder reactors. The problem of accumulating nuclear waste came to the fore after the 2011 Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Finding a community willing to host a radioactive dump site is difficult, even with a raft of financial enticements. On Friday, Haruo Katakoa, the mayor of Sutsu, town on the northwest coast of Hokkaido, applied in Tokyo for preliminary government research on whether its land would be suitable for highly radioactive waste storage for thousands of years. Later Friday, in Kamioinai, just north of Sutsu Village, Chief Masayuki Takahashi announced his decision to also apply for an internal feasibility study. Pretty exciting. Sut Tzu, with a population of 2,900, and Kemalnai, with about 800 people, have received annual government subsidies as hosts of the Tomari nuclear power plant, but they are struggling financially because of a declining fishing industry and their aging and shrinking populations. So, that's pretty wild. There's only 5 minutes to go, so if you're brewing tea and you're on your second steeping, go ahead and finish that and start your third, because that third one I usually have to take 5 minutes for. So, that's going on. Yeah, there's Madrid. So this is kind of big domestic news because, you know, we're short on time. Democrats have provoked an angry tirade from Donald Trump on Friday by proposing a congressional commission to assess whether the U.S. presidents are capable of performing their duties or should be removed from office. The gambit came a week after Trump was flown to a military hospital for treatment for coronavirus and 25 days before an election. The president returned to the White House on Monday, but has caused concern with erratic behavior. This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of voters, but he shows us the need for us to create a process for future presidents. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, told a press conference in which she also took a swipe at the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But the timing was impossible to ignore, as Trump had continued to give rambling TV interviews, tweet false and contradictory statements, and potentially endanger his own White House staff by defying public health guidance. The president tweeted in response, "Crazy Nancy Pelosi is looking at the 25th Amendment in order to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. The Dems want that to happen fast because Sleepy Joe is out of it." What a maroon. The 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution provides the procedure for the vice president to take over the duties of the president if he or she dies or resigns, or it is determined that he or she cannot fulfill the functions of the office. The Democratic congressman, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, introduced the legislation on Friday, said the 25th Amendment is all about the stability of the presidency and the continuity of the office. Now, it's never been necessary, but the authors of the 25th Amendment thought it essential in the nuclear age to have a safety valve option, and as they often said, we have 535 members of Congress, we only have one president. Oh man, watch out, golf balls, golf ball hunt. Golf balls! Watch out! What am I talking about? Tune into the Dude, the Dubious Goals Committee, to learn more. Okay, so that's happening. They're investigating Trump, trying to figure that out. Elementary schools are kind of sad because kids aren't enrolling in school. What? What are you talking about? Yep. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, rather than wait to see how her children's Florida public school would teach students this fall, Erica Chow enrolled her two daughters in a private school that seemed better positioned to provide instruction online during the uncertainty of the coronavirus pandemic. The virtual lessons that the two kids received in the spring while enrolled at Miami-Dade Elementary School became a free-for-all, Chow said. The private school classes, by contrast, hold the girls' attention, and their mother no longer wishes they will fall behind. Worries they will find behind if she doesn't attend school with them at home. Yeah, sad schools. Sad times. For the first time since March, I was able to walk away, Chow said. Parents across the country have faced similar choices about whether to keep their children in public schools as the pandemic extends into a new academic year. Some opted for private or charter schools, and blah, blah, blah. The big thing that you need to know is that if enrollment goes down, funding goes down, and if funding goes down, the school gets less money, and it's always all about the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. What else? We only got time for, like, well, not really much. Here's a fun one. A tweet from a UK-based academic calling an Indian comfort food boring has sparked an amusing food war on Twitter. Idli are the most boring things in the world, historian Edward Anderson tweeted. The idli is a steamed rice cake that's usually eaten with lentil-based vegetable stew called sambar. It is regarded as a gut-friendly staple breakfast and comfort food, popular with South Indians. Living in India and abroad, food writer Verse Sanghvi calls it the best-known South Indian dish in India and perhaps the world. So, pretty funny, right? It's the end. Guitar riffs.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC.